Armed robbery in Nigeria's commercial capital, Lagos, is prevalent. Of the shopkeepers, motorbike taxi drivers and customers at the busy Falomo shopping centre, only one man, Jacob Onabi, says he has escaped such an ordeal. He says only God can account for his good fortune.
Maybe it's by God's favour. Maybe the love God has for me. I haven't experienced that before.
Although Onabi has so far escaped being victim of an armed robbery, like many other Lagos residents, he regularly falls victim to corrupt police officers. Onabi, who drives a motorbike taxi known as an Okada, says only last week he had to pay a policeman 200 naira, or about $1.50, to get back his keys from the officer.
He was even asking me to pay bill of 700 naira, or he's taking my bike to the zoo. So I have to plead and beg him. It was very early, around 5:30 in the morning. So I pleaded for him and he refused. I have to give him 200 naira before I collect for no crime committed. I didn't steal, I didn't insult him or harass him.
New York-based Human Rights Watch says that it's not just the high crime that is of issue in Nigeria. Police corruption and brutality is also a problem. As a result, the group is calling on the Nigerian government to open an independent inquiry into the number of people shot by the police. The call for a probe comes days after Nigeria's chief of police announced that his forces had killed 785 suspected armed robbers in the 3 months since he took office. Human Rights Watch is sceptical that all those killed were actually armed robbers. They say the deaths make a mockery of recently sworn-in President Umaru Yar'Adua's vow to uphold the rule of law. Political analyst Charles Dokubo says the deaths may have been orchestrated by corrupt police officers.
If it has taken place in Nigeria, it is not with the ordination or the acceptance of the government in power. It must have been done by some misguided policemen who decided to take the laws into their hands.
But Nigerian spokesman Hazi Wendy says the real injustice was the loss of life incurred by police in carrying out their duties.
I expect you to have complained about the 62 number of policemen. It has never happened anywhere in the world. And that's what we lost in the pursuit, in the fight against armed robbery.
Human Rights Watch claims Nigerian police are documented to have carried out numerous extrajudicial killings, as well as torture suspects. And the UN last year accused police of torturing detained suspects to extract confessions. At Falomo Shopping Centre, Joseph Egbe, who sells fish from a battered old chest freezer, says he is as frightened of police as he is of armed robbers.
Police, their ways of behaviours, it's just no different with the armed robbers.
Helen Sunday looks after her family's beverage store. She was robbed last week when gunmen held up the minibus she took home from work. She did not report the matter to the police.
The police will not do anything. They won't do anything at all. They will say, sorry, that's what they will tell you.
Despite booming oil earnings, the majority of Nigerians live in poverty. Analysts say increased wages and better training for police could ease corruption, while increased job opportunities for youths could bring down crime levels. Sarah Simpson for VOA News, Lagos.